got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it.
Broken Tail Dog, Josh Ricardo. We're here in the studio. We're doing it right. We're doing it right all day and night. And we're doing the good fight. And we're keeping it so tight. That's what I do. I just come up with amazing rhymes because I'm drinking Scottish whiskey. Just got back from Scotland. So I've realized a couple things about Scotland. Beautiful place. Very unattractive people. And then there's me. And my guest today, we're here to promote our show together. We have at Caroline's on Broadway, September 6, 8 p.m., the social hour. The Broken Tail Dog social hour. I have my good friend, Miss Lux Suicide here. Say hello.
Hi. Hello.
Lux and I have been doing so much radio, we feel like we're pros. In reality, we're amateur night.
I'm
Lux.
A radio personality now. I'm telling everyone.
Radio personality.
Everyone's like, what's new in modeling? I'm like, well, I'm doing radio now.
Well, now I'm on radio.
I've done, what, 5 shows?
Yeah, she's killing it, though. She's doing a good job. Lux is so cool because she's capable of actually doing the work as opposed to some other people. When I was going through the show, trying to think of, like, who should I bring on, a couple people came to mind, and Lux was one of the first ones, and I said, okay.
Yay.
Let it be. Let it be.
You're profound.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Thank God you do comedy.
I was drinking whiskey that I brought back from Scotland, and what's funny about this is a Scotland 4, mm-hmm. Let me rewind this, a Scotland 8.
Okay.
Is a New York 4. That's the breakdown scale. That's how weird looking they are there. So I was in the street one night in Edinburgh, and these two Scotland 8s were walking down the street, and one of them yelled to the other one because a car was coming, get out of the street. You're going to get cowed. And I don't know why it stuck with me. So every time I drink this whiskey, I just think about this Scotland 8 going, you're going to get cowed.
Kaled. That means something different here. That's a leaf. That's a leaf that everyone
that's
wants
a leaf,
to eat here.
Yeah. I was going to tell her that, but she was too pretentious because she was a Scotland 8. She was walking around like she was a shit. Fucking Scotland 8. I'm still jet lagged.
I bet you are. I don't know how you're doing this.
I'm working nonstop. And I just want to bang. I just want to bang. This is the thing.
All wait, you're tired, but you just want
to
bang.
I just need to bang.
That's the opposite of
yeah,
being
right.
tired.
Yeah. I'm here to win. I'm here to get wins. So I've been trying to figure out what we're going to talk about Wednesday night. I'm doing my best to try to make it as interesting as possible because it could go one of two ways. Because mm-hmm. what we're going to do is on the show is there's going to be some great comics up front. And then I'm going to ring Lux up and we're going to talk about like her craziest DMs she's ever gotten, creepiest DMs, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to make fun of them because it's all
right.
That's what I do, right?
Right.
But if I'm not on point, it's more on me than it's on you because uh-huh. I lead the way for you.
Right.
That's my job.
Yeah, everyone keeps asking if I'm doing comedy. I'm
no.
like, no, we're just making fun of my life.
I am
my
leading,
life is funny. Yeah, I'm not funny.
It's my job to make it funny, and it's just your job to bring me the material to make funny. So,
right.
The biggest challenge, though, 15 minutes is not that long, but it can be if it's not
yes.
funny. If it's not funny, then we really...
1 minute is really long if it's not
one
funny.
1 minute is terribly long. I mean, that's like an eternity.
Yeah.
15, not funny. That's a long, long, long time.
Right.
So we have our work cut out for us
we
to
do.
Make it fast and fun and...
people,
because, you know, it's the end of the show, too. So, you know, at that point, people have been in their seats about an hour and a half.
Oy.
You got to make sure it's really entertaining.
Yeah, we do.
So
that we have to make sure they really love us.
Yeah, you gotta be loved. I'm used to making people love me with my words. You're used to it with your body.
Right. So I'm just gonna dress slutty.
Yeah. What are you gonna wear?
I think I'm going with a see-through black dress.
Really?
I think I am. Just show as much skin as I possibly can.
That's probably a win for us.
I feel like that's like my defense mechanism. Like if I was being
literally
attacked, I'd be like, I
plot.
Have nudity. I have nudity to
so
provide.
So it's a see-through black dress. Is it just the front that's see-through or it's the whole
the
thing?
The whole thing is see-through. So I'm going to wear like black little shorts or like a really full coverage black thong and like a black strapless bra.
Nice.
But it is just, it's really like a knockoff Kim K dress.
Ooh, Kim K.
I know. And you know, she wears nothing. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically, I got a cheaper version of her nothingness
Isn't
to wear.
Isn't it crazy to think, like, I've seen her in person a few times and she's got a very pretty face. It's symmetrical.
She's very pretty.
But her body, it is very Hobbit-like. So when
it's exaggerated. South Park
did that, it was like hilarious because I've seen her in person. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's super exaggerated.
How do you feel about that considering you're a model and everyone filters everything now because filters are so attainable and everyone does that contour shit where their throat is a different color than their chest.
I know.
And you don't do a terrible – you don't do a lot of makeup.
I mean, I do a decent amount of makeup, but I don't go crazy. I'm not a makeup artist.
That's what I mean. It's not like
no,
absurd.
I'm not a makeup artist. I don't go get my makeup professionally done unless it's like a shoot that's paying for it. I do my own makeup every day. I don't put on a lot. I can be ready in like 20 minutes. I feel like that's pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Kim K's putting on layers of makeup. But you know what I say to people like that, celebrities? They're doing something right because
they're famous.
She's not that much older than I am.
Yeah.
She's filthy rich.
Yeah, yeah.
She's very famous, very successful. Mm-hmm. So, I can't knock it.
I have a beef with success because I think success comes with being talented.
Right, it's
and
changed.
It's not that to people anymore. Success just means you're just getting stuff.
You're right. But
you
she's
have it all
she
with no talent.
She's become a businesswoman. But, I mean, she's had to become a businesswoman.
When you think of, because you're in that realm, that industry, where I think what you do is far more artistic than what she does. That's just me.
It might be. I mean,
I think it is. I think you specifically, I'm not talking about the Suicide Girls as a whole. I think what you do is, but granted, you know what your following is.
Right.
You know what you have to do. A lot of your pictures are taken in the same part of your apartment, just a different outfit.
Right.
You know you have to be consistently posting to maintain your audience, which is completely understandable and fine.
Some of my most beautiful work gets, 200 likes. Sometimes I take a selfie of my ass in my new bikini and there's 1,000 likes. Mm-hmm. And that's where you have to switch from creative to business.
Yeah, the market dictates what you're going
to
do.
And I think that's what she's done. She's had to become
she's
a business.
That, right?
Yeah.
In the sense of like, so hey, there's I'm doing some, nothing but this.
Right. People are like, oh, the Kardashians are so stupid. I'm like, are they? Because you hate your job and you make almost nothing. Yeah. And then these people just wake up rich and famous every day. So they have to be smart at something, right?
I think we're dumb. I think as a whole, there's no explanation for the only explanation.
The people that we make famous, the people that we make president,
we're dumb.
Right, we deserve this.
Yes, we do.
We deserve these things.
The majority of the country is fucking dumb.
It's true.
And I'm not being harsh. It's factual. If you look around, we can't read a book. The stuff that we celebrate is completely fucking stupid. Our music, our pop culture is stupid, with the exception of some TV series. A lot of the movies are stupid.
We've replaced good with catchy.
Exactly. Good with trend.
Right.
We basically have turned the whole thing of pop culture, art, and commerce. We've turned it all into commerce. Art is completely in the backseat now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in an environment where being good at what you do and being witty and clever and taking the time to develop something is not as appreciated as it once was.
No. We're catering to a lot of stupidity.
And this is so – we've made people successful for very little.
Yes.
Like, that's why, I mean, you're not wrong. You're right. We should, hell, good for them. They figured it out. But also, them figuring that out, we should take more responsibility in what we're doing. We should be like, well, hold on. Why am I so obsessed with these women who haven't really done anything original and everything they touch that they do touch is completely contrived and it's not wholesome or nutritional. And not a wholesome meaning like moral. I'm saying just it's not nutritional.
Right.
If I had a daughter and she was obsessed with Kylie Jenner, I'd have a problem.
Right.
Because people don't know their heritage here. People don't understand it.
No.
The American heritage is completely bastardized. It's a total fucking farce. People think they're American. In reality, they have no idea where their culture comes from and why they came here. So ultimately, we celebrate things that are completely surface and dissipate and basically could evaporate in your hands if you really try to grasp it.
Yes.
So now I'm in a position where I want to do good work. And I want to put cool stuff out, but you can't deny the realities. Like you said, if an ass photo gets 10 times the likes as a beautiful photo that was taken by a professional
and,
that took hours to shoot, that took, like,
and
because people don't understand.
And
I mean, those outdoor shoots where you're in the woods or you're in the water.
Oh my God, I have scars.
That is a brutality.
Scars from photo shoots.
People don't get that. That's a hard job to do, to actually go out there and like those Sports Illustrated shoots from the 80s where they're in the Africa, like the Serengeti. That's some real shit. That's the elements. Oh, that's the whole
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. The girls that are shooting on like these gorgeous exotic beaches and you're like, oh, lucky them. They're there when it's freezing.
Yeah, it's 5 a.m.
They have to shoot when it's freezing.
And they
yeah.
take that robe off and it's tits and ass into the wind. And right. that's that. And you got to look like you're having the greatest time of your life and be sexy.
Exactly.
And that is hard work. And take it from a guy that has to go and be funny when I don't really feel like I want to be funny. Or I don't feel like acting and I got to go in there and act like some person I want to be. That's right. the same thing. That shit ain't easy. It's
nope.
it's very hard. And I'm not crying. I love what I do. But don't tell me it's easy.
No, no. And you can just do some dumb shit and people will like that mm-hmm. more. And it can be cheap and it can be ridiculous.
Yeah.
And people are just like, oh, I love that.
So fucking.
And it's like, why? What is wrong
irritating.
With you?
It's very irritating.
It is.
It's so irritating. I'm literally almost licking my mic. There's like there's a guard on it right now because I would lick my mic. That's how irritating I am. I'm getting tired of my own voice. That's how much I've been talking lately. I'm sick of myself.
But you know what? I'm glad that you picked on Kylie Jenner specifically.
Yeah.
Because at least Kim Kardashian's a grown-ass woman.
Sure.
And she took something like a sex tape and turned it into
an
all
empire.
This. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Where Kylie is, I mean, she was like 18 and she had a ton of surgery.
Yeah.
Completely changed her entire appearance. And that's what girls are looking up to. That's
it's
terrifying.
It's really hard to support, like, well, you know, whatever. It's her life. Like, yeah, it is. But also, it's also your life, and if the people you're attached to are celebrating her, you got to understand, like, why are you celebrating that? What is there to celebrate? It, like you said, I mean, there's no reason for an 18-year-old girl to go through that much surgery.
No,
there's no reason
no.
to have so many fillers and a breast augmentation and butt implants at 18.
No, it's
I mean,
scary.
It's just promoting the wrong thing, and that's her parents' deal, right? That's her thing. But the fact that she is on a pedestal for it, that is dangerous to all young women, especially
it
in
is.
This current climate where feminism and all this stuff is very, very high end and volatile and filled with different opinions on it. And even like the Amber Rose slut thing.
Slut shaming.
I don't shame anybody for being free with their body, but at the same time, it's not a black and white area. I mean, I've been with women. I know women who utilize sexuality to gain things because they can, and I'm not beefing with that. But at the same time, I don't really feel the need to have a parade for you.
Right.
I fuck a lot of people. I do a lot of weird shit. I don't want anybody to have a parade for me. I'd rather keep it underground. You know?
I know. I've been anti-slut shaming and making my own like little feminist way for years. Mm-hmm. I don't need a parade because of it. When I meet guys and they make it very clear that they want to fuck me like, right away, I'm like,
and
oh my.
What do they do to say that? What do they say?
And they're just like, they're just like classless about it. They're just like, so
where do you
I wonder what you taste
guys?
Like, or
what do you meet these guys online?
I mean, well, I bartend, so the bar usually, and I am kind of a bar rat. Like I'm guilty. I do meet people in the worst places.
How many drinks in do they say that?
Like how they can only be like a couple of drinks in, and they're just like, so what's up, ma?
Let's see, this is a fun game. Okay, so I'm gonna pretend I've had 4 drinks and I don't know you. Let's set the scenario up. So what are you wearing?
Maybe I'm wearing this. Like, I'm not wearing a bra right now, so,
you're
like,
not?
They might be staring.
Okay. I'm not staring, but you're wearing jeans.
Right.
Okay. So it's not, like, crazy sexy.
No, no.
You're
if I go
girl.
Out,
because
I live in
pretty.
Westchester, I go to, like, small bars. I don't really dress up to go out there, you know?
But you're not wearing a bra.
Right. I don't really wear bras. so
the
there's that.
It's like, see your nips, man. Pretty crazy.
No, I've had guys be like, you're not wearing a bra. And I'm like, I know. I got dressed. I dressed myself.
I would be like,
I'm aware.
What has to happen for me to squeeze your nips?
They're like, can I hug you? And I'm like, no.
Can I squeeze your left tit? Only the left tit. I want nothing to do with the right. Just the left.
So wait. So like my little feminist ways are like, hey, you're really slutty and pretty easy. Like I just flip the script. I just call guys sluts and tell them that they're too easy. And so I'm not interested. You know, but I don't need a parade for that.
No.
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, you've already been doing it.
Right.
That's
like, what's
that's
the big
protocol.
Deal?
It's called accountability. It exists for everybody.
I call
now,
it
I
flip the
script. There's a reasoning for it, right? I'm not denying the realities that there's a lot of men that frown upon women and treat them like objects. I understand. Also, I believe that's a cultural move, especially with our culture, because I've been to Europe quite often. and they don't look at women the same way we do. They appreciate them, and they definitely sexualize each other. It's a you know, it's pretty even in a lot of ways when it comes to that. Here, because we sell sex and we keep telling people it's naughty, it becomes this thing where it becomes a fetish. When in reality, it's natural. It's a natural reaction between people and humans, and it's part of it's part of the genetic code. It's part of the makeup of society and of, since the beginning of time.
Exactly.
Connection is what we're all after. Ultimately, that's what you're put on earth to do. Yeah. Okay. So sex is not terrible or bad. It's supposed to be good. You're supposed to be excited about it. But we've made women this like unattainable fruit, if you will. Right. That they become sought after and become objects and trophies and, you know, eye candy. When it's almost like you dehumanize them.
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
And then it's like shocking when they're smart. It's like, oh, yeah, imagine that. We speak.
Yeah.
And imagine that.
I think it gives carte blanche to certain females to not have to apply themselves to other things.
Okay,
I'm sure you've met women that literally have just relied on the fact that they look a certain way because everyone keeps handing them.
Yes.
I've met a lot of women like that.
You have to realize that changes because you won't be 22 forever.
Sure.
I grew up idolizing Kelly Bundy, which is also terrible. I loved Kelly Bundy. Loved. I was like nine.
Kelly Bundy's girlfriend in boyfriend in Married with Children.
Really?
I just worked with the guy. Yeah,
oh my God, that's so great.
But why'd you look up to her?
I did, because people always say that, like, oh, you know, these idols now are just so terrible. I'm like, they always kind of were. You know, I was like nine and watching Married with Children and loving Kelly Bundy.
Christina Applegate was an actor.
Right.
She wasn't a real person.
Right. Well, we didn't have the whole reality TV thing going on then.
That is probably the worst thing ever.
But also, she was very natural.
Yeah.
That was her whole body and her whole, her face and her whole, I don't even think she got implants until later in life or something. Yeah. But
she was an actor.
She was very, right. But she made being like the dumb bimbo so appealing. And then you grow up and you're like, oh, wait, it's actually cooler to be smart.
Yeah, it's actually way cooler to be around people.
But I still always want to put on that slutty dress and go out and get free drinks.
And you can do both.
You can. She was a powerhouse. The Kelly Bundy actress, she was a powerhouse because she did whatever she wanted to.
Any of that. Just like, I don't want you to stifle the fact that I like to fuck people. Like, why do I have to be a pig because I enjoy being with women?
Mm-hmm.
And why do you have to be a slut because you like sometimes putting on your little dress and getting some free drinks?
I hate when my friends are like, oh my God, but he's like so all over the place. He fucks different girls all the time. And I'm like, he's single.
Yeah.
He's fucking single. Like, what do you think he's just going to wait around for you? Like,
here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's all in the game. It's a very famous phrase from The Wire. It's all in the game in the sense that if you're dealing with me and you know who I am and we've had the conversation about who I am and you're choosing to deal with me, you're choosing to be involved with me, then you're involved with me, which means all the shit that comes with me, you're involved with.
This is equal now.
Same thing
with
you. I have to deal with all the shit that comes with you because I'm choosing to be involved with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people, I've had women try to hold me emotionally hostage thinking that this is all a surprise when it is not. And it's not a surprise where, like, I'm misleading somebody. I'm saying where it's not a committed relationship and they're surprised that I want to bring a girl in the bedroom or they're surprised that I like certain things, even if I'm just being verbal about what I like.
Right.
And they act like they're so offended. Like, oh my, what? I can't believe this.
Well, some people are also just really prude.
You know what, though?
And it's an American thing.
They can't get their way. That's the thing.
Right.
You can't give everything and then get mad you gave everything.
Right.
You know, like I once dated a girl who I think she was bisexual and it really bothered her that she was. I think she came from a background that didn't really approve of that. Because I would bring girls home and she would get really into these girls and she would get off a bunch. And then the minute the girls left the house,
she'd get upset.
Mad at me.
Oh, boy.
And I was not far along in my psychoanalysis yet. It's probably 3 years into therapy. And I didn't understand why that was, right? I was still figuring myself out. So I didn't know why she was getting so angry. I just thought she was just a pain in the ass.
Right.
In reality, now in hindsight, I realized, it's because she was not comfortable with what she was.
Right.
Because there was no reason why she would be so hard up to me for me to bring women home. Like, I would text her and be like, hey, I met this girl, told her about you, she wants to come over. And she'd be like, yes, please, like, bring her
like,
over.
Like, cool.
And in a minute, she got off and the person left. It was like a day of fighting for really no reason.
Right. And it's like, you're the one that gets to stay here. You're the one that's in the relationship.
We're
the one that's... Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm doing all the heavy lifting. Like, right. You're not bringing anyone home. I'm gonna see you out there working for me. I'm working for the relationship here. Yeah. You're putting me down. How dare you?
You're bringing home the
you
bacon.
Selfish bitch. How dare you?
She didn't like herself. That's what that didn't. Comes down to. She didn't like who she was.
Yeah. Let me know the last time someone's brought you home a D cup. No one. It's me. It's the kid doing that.
You were a great boyfriend.
I'm a great man. You should be parading me down the street.
Shouldn't it is. Be you know
mad
what?
At me.
That is good, though. I had boyfriends that were just like, you know, why don't you bring girls over? Why don't you bring girls over? I'm like, oh, my God, I'm working. How about you? Why don't you do something?
See, I don't need to.
What about your friends? What about your friends? My friends are already just like, that's off the table. You know what? In my 20s, my friends were on the table.
Yeah,
like in every sense of the word, they were on the table.
Isn't that weird?
But now it's like we have been friends for so long.
It's too and now, complicated.
And then some of them have, you know, kids or an ex-husband.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now it's just drama. Like, no, at this point, hooking up with one of my friends, it's like.
I have a fetish, though, with family members and close friends. Like, I like to fuck people's best friends in front of them to see their face. I like it's really hot.
Oh, my God.
I fucked someone's cousin in front of them, and that was really hot.
Oh my God.
So I have that kind of fetish anyways. It's not about the it's not about
and
shooting
there's no,
fish
like,
in a barrel.
Drama with I feel like no.
There's I mean
I guess if
drama
you know what
regardless.
As long as there's communication
I know how
you
to
can
handle
avoid
myself,
drama.
So it doesn't really matter. It's going to be it's all risky business.
Isn't it?
You know,
isn't
no one gets
it?
Out of this life unscathed, isn't okay, it? Gentlemen? So you know what you're doing, that's on you. I put the effort in. That's what I'm into. Cuz if you've done enough sex, you do have to up the ante a little bit. Like, what gets me going now is not the same stuff that got me going when I was 22. I
true.
Mean, I'm high level now. I'm, like, on another planet
sexuality. I went, like, backwards a little bit. And
like,
now I'm trying
you,
to, like, when I
put
was.
Put on a Puritan dress and fucking wear a mask over your face and cut a hole in the middle. Let some guy in his pajamas
it would be
tag
something
you.
New. Like, it would
some
be different.
Takes his dick out of his boxers and that's it. He's wearing a full hazmat suit.
It would be like, totally different.
Like
I feel
the,
like maybe, yeah, actually.
It's like fucking in Demolition Man. And you just
no, but I used to go-go.
Screaming into seashells. I used to go-go. Yeah, didn't
Stop.
We all?
I used to go-go.
Why are you go-going now? You know, Lux, you know, all the work
that
Lux
I'm too old for that
I,
shit now.
All yeah, she, it's so funny. All the work that Lux and I do together, I get no benefits. I get no rub on that. No, like, oh, I'm just hanging out in my booty shorts tonight. Oh, I came here with no bra on, and I'm not going to wear a shirt on the show. I'm too old for all those antics.
I'm just, like, so mature.
It's just me fucking sipping whiskey in cargo shorts like some asshole.
You
like
do,
some Amber Crombie
fuckwad. You do
fuckwad.
Look like some asshole tonight. You did.
Shut up. You look like an asshole. You're a walking, talking, breathing
I'm
asshole.
I'm glad you said it. No, stop it. I'm telling my story.
Yeah,
I don't even
ahead.
Know my story.
You used to go-go. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I ended up go-go dancing at fetish parties and swinger parties. And I was like 19 years old. And I just, it was just, I don't know. It was all accidental. But I had my eyes wide open and I was like, what's this? What's that? Mm-hmm. What are they doing? Why is that fun? And I wanted to try everything.
Yeah.
And I got into all kinds of crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And cut 2 years later, I'm just like, man, none of that happens so much anymore because I'm out of that scene.
Yeah.
And then, so I had, like, a relationship for a few years, and we had, like, I guess fairly normal sex, which
What's
is was not my style when I was younger.
What's fairly normal mean to you, though?
Like,
it means something different to other people.
Like, fun, rough, you know, not...
Choke
we
you,
didn't,
put your head to the
right,
drywall.
Right,
yeah.
We didn't invite other people in. There wasn't any swinging going
just
on.
Getting
like, just
powerbombed.
Normal, fun
normal
sex.
Powerbombing.
Yeah.
Macho Man and Randy Savage elbows on your throat.
Exactly. Exactly.
But no other people, you know.
You know, but nothing crazy.
But no animals. No other people.
So then, yeah, it just, I don't know. I went backwards, I think. And now I'm trying to go back
backwards?
The other way. I'm trying
yeah,
to go back the other
way.
I'm trying
to
go
up.
Back to the fun way.
I like opening it up a little bit.
Yeah. I miss
I
that.
Agree
I miss
in
the
sense,
craziness.
I agree in the sense that I want to be crazy, but I want to be crazy with someone that I understand and I get. Because the problem is I would meet so many people to be crazy with, but none of them were people that I wanted around for very long because
right.
they were hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to deal with not because they had emotions. Hard to deal with because they would hijack.
Mm-hmm.
They would hijack the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They would completely be self-absorbed and out of their fucking gourds. And I realized I was kind of components related to people that were pretty good in bed
mm-hmm.
That I dealt with anyways. Whatever experiences you've had, that's on you. I beg to differ that mine's probably better because I've been around the world a little bit. Anyways, but to have someone who's actually someone you can chat with and be a solid partner with and have a partnership and kind of be a power couple where you're both like working towards the same goal of kink, but also real life, and you have a balance, that is the ultimate.
Yeah, it is. And communication.
And the communication.
Bringing other people in, you have to have that communication. Yeah. They need to know what they're getting into.
Sure.
They need to be on the same page.
You know what you're getting into with me. If I'm bringing you home, it's a thing. Do you make pancakes? Do you understand how to crawl on the floor? Will you drink out of a dog bowl? These are things that are necessary to be with me. If you're not into that, can I lock you in a cage? Are you into that? At the edge of my bed? And you wake up when I let you out. These are things you got to know about. If you don't know about them, then you're small time. I'm here for big fish.
These sounds like photo shoots I've been on. I drank out of a bowl. I drank milk out of a bowl for a photo shoot. I was just in a cat suit. Like a crotchless cat suit.
I just rather have, you know, it's almost too much.
I had like a cat mask.
It's too much costume for me.
And I was licking milk out of a bowl. It's probably my favorite photo shoot, actually. It's my favorite. Like, it's so hot.
Did you have to meow, too?
No, because it was a photo shoot. But I was, like, wishing that it wasn't a photo shoot. I was wishing the photographer was, like, super hot. So,
are we going to see these photos?
Wild cat sex.
I could get into that. I've had women be, like, puppies for me and stuff.
Why not? That's not that weird.
It's not weird at
maybe
all.
Maybe we're just real fucking weird, but I don't think that's that
not
weird.
Not really weird. I get it, but maybe you're not weird enough
maybe
to the
I'm
people
not.
Out there. Not you. You're fine. Like, I don't know who you are, actually. I don't know you that well. You got a lot of hangups.
Probably.
You got a lot of fucking problems.
Probably.
But yeah, maybe the people out there are hung up. How dare you judge?
Right.
You should set it off.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Set it off. I'm ready to set it off. I'm half cocked already. I got a whole long night in front of me, and I'm already half cocked. So watch out, world.
Oh,
watch
God.
Out, world.
You're coming at them with cargo shorts.
Coming for you.
Cargo shorts.
I wore these because I'm doing the show. I'm going to change. You know, it's so funny because Lux was supposed to come into the city with me, and she did that girl thing where she was like, you know, I actually have this tattoo convention to go to at midnight.
It's an anniversary party.
Oh, now you got a tattoo convention. You see
you
my
could
cargo
come to
shorts
with
and you
me.
Got tattoo conventions.
You're
I would totally
to
come to Westchester, but I have my show at 10. And after the show's done, I could, but I can't until after the show.
I didn't know your show was at 10.
Yeah, I have to go to work. Fuck.
Oh,
someone
man.
Has to pay the bills around here. Pay for the cages I put people in. I mean, I'm not working. Who is? So Lux Suicide is known for her giant backside.
I don't but have a giant backside.
But in pictures, it looks bigger than it is in real life.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's all angles. No, but...
She's like a mathematician with these angles.
I'm not.
No, she, you do
no,
look
I really,
like your photos.
I,
you do.
But I have actually lost, like, I've lost weight, though.
I'm looking
My
at your
butt
Instagram
is
right
usually
now.
Much bigger than it is right
I'm
now.
I'm looking at your Instagram right now. How far back do I need to go to see the...
The big booty
the
shots.
The full big booty Lux.
Probably like a few months. After I was done with the dance company in April, I definitely lost weight.
Sorry, I'm just kind of perving out in her stuff now.
I usually have about 10 more pounds on me.
Oh, and it's all ass.
I fluctuate.
What's their feet?
It also, my butt also looks bigger without clothes. It just does. I look better naked. I do.
This is always my favorite.
You know how
one.
People go out and they want to like look their best? I can't look my best unless I'm naked.
That's 10 pounds ago?
Yeah, that was heavier.
Yeah. That's a good one. So everybody go.
It's like last
fuck,
year.
I just fucked up. Everyone go to this post. I'm looking it up now. I need to get to it. This is so fun. I really like my job.
I really only gain weight in my ass. It's weird.
Oh, poor you.
Poor me.
Poor Luxy. You're going to go back to... go to Lux's Instagram, at Lux Suicide, L-U-X Suicide. And the post happened on July 3rd. It's an Urban Eiffel repost. And it's her in a thong, a G-string bikini.
Yeah, we shot that,
That's
think, over the winter.
Full 10 pounds of ass. The full 10-pound ass right there. You're welcome, everybody. Don't say your boy Josh didn't look out for you. He did. He's here.
I can't wait till we have a live audience
on
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, and boy, what's going to happen then?
I don't know.
The pressure falls on me again.
It's just going to be awesome, I think.
It's going to be great. It's okay, so the show is it's totally unique. No one's doing it. No. First of all, there's not a show out there that does a show like I do anyways. It just the podcast here we do is very interesting because we don't just show pretty girls. We talk about how awful it is and how great it is to be both. Like, we understand. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about in-depth shit, okay?
Right.
So in itself, the show's unique. And then to add in stand-up and do a live performance and actually talk about a condensed what is the word I'm looking for? A PowerPointed situation where you're like,
mm-hmm.
we're doing segments that are actually like, we're condensing a 50-minute show into 10 minutes of all the hot stuff, highlights.
Yeah.
Can't fuck with it, man.
No, it's brilliant.
Can't fuck with it.
You're a genius.
Thank you. Finally, it's the first compliment she's given me.
And I called you pretty the other
yeah.
day.
Yeah, you're being spiteful though. You're being all spiteful. Why do I enjoy putting my mouth on this?
I don't know. Cover? You're not a rapper. Cool, though. You're cool. Not a rapper.
I had to do a show. Karen Hunter, thanks for having me on your show. But I'm a little stuffed up from Scotland. I'm a little, not sick, but a little bit of a head cold. And they wanted me to sing for them because they heard I can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I sang a Michael Jackson song. And they didn't even let me go all the way with it. They stopped me in the middle and they tried to tell me it wasn't good. So I have to avenge myself. So I'm going to let you know, Karen Hunter, if you're listening.
Oh, man.
I'm coming at you. Coming back on the show.
Oh, boy.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? This whiskey, I drank it a half a bottle a night. Did I tell you this already?
No.
Luxie? Half a bottle a night in Scotland, no hangover.
Oh, that's the one that you had no
yes,
hangover with.
Okay. I told you. I did tell
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
I've been trying to build a rapport with Lux. She's a terrible texter. I've been embracing her and trying to bond with her.
I've been so freaking busy.
Well, join the club. I was literally in another country texting you.
I'm texting you more than I text anyone else the past week.
That's a smart move.
So there.
I'll take it. I'll take that. She has braids too now.
I do. I love my braids. I should have been born with them.
It's very... It's very, remember the movie Friday where that girl he dates because you have those nails too? Like,
yes.
Craig, you know I love your mom.
Yeah.
She looks, it's good very much.
Oh my God, what's her name?
I don't know.
Hey, that's going to be, that's what I'm going to call myself.
Hoots Mamba. So Lux is going to twerk too on Wednesday. It's going to be amazing.
Do I get music to get on stage too?
I have a DJ coming for that simple fact of twerking.
Yes. Play the most ratchet song ever.
Yeah, we're
going to
ratchet it.
I want to hear Cardi B, Bodak Yellow.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, but whatever.
It's just
we'll
play the best, most ratchet song out right now.
But we'll play it.
Yes, that's what I'm going to get on stage too. Mm. Be like Lux Suicide to the main stage. Mm-hmm. To the main stage.
Yeah, the main stage. I'm telling you, we should throw an after party.
I mean, aren't we going to have an after party?
We have to, right?
All my friends that are coming from Westchester, I'm like, you know we're going to go out and drink
yeah,
after.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like, where? I'm like, we're going to walk outside of Caroline's, the first bar
yeah,
we
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I got a bar ready.
They're going to get lucky because...
I really want to call a bar and be like, hey, I'm about to bring 50 people in there.
Yeah.
A select few.
All my friends that are coming are going for the purpose of laughing at me on stage and then drinking. That's
Do they
it.
Have big asses?
Some of them, yeah.
Really?
And big boobs,
big
too.
Big boobs. How many big boobs and big asses will be there so the audience knows?
I want to say there's a fair amount because I've got some bartender friends coming.
So would you say
customers coming?
Five big booties and five big titties?
I would say.
Five is a round number.
I would say yes.
Well, look, you heard
I would
it here
say
first.
Yes.
You
and
heard
some
it
single
here
girls,
some
yeah.
single gals.
Yeah.
Man.
Pimping out the audience. We have no shame.
Best looking audience in the world.
We have no shame.
I got no shame.
I don't either. We're a good team.
We are a good team. We've been killing it on the radio front. Now we're talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very fun.
It is.
I got a little buzz going and I like it. I wish I could smoke some weed right now.
Do you?
Yeah. If I could, I bet
think,
I can't.
You know what? I'm going to taste this whiskey.
Yeah, taste it.
Because I wasn't going to because I was losing my voice, but I feel like my voice is so much better
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you should pour some honey down your throat, a.k.a.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a little neat. Old Pulteney neat. It's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
Oh, no, it's really good.
It's good.
There's no, like, after harshness. Because
nope.
I'm a Jameson drinker, and that's harsh as
that's
fuck.
That's harsh.
It's very, it feels like punishment, but
we
that's
could drink
why
that,
I like
we
it.
We could drink that whole bottle right now and be standing
that's
still.
That's a little too smooth.
Woo-wee,
that gets
it
you in trouble.
I drank it all night and all
Man.
Day. Yeah.
Oh, you just said pour honey down my throat. I just made a video. I know. Speaking of honey down my throat.
What the fuck are these videos, though? I have no.
Speaking of honey down my throat.
Cat photos
let me
I've
tell
seen
you. Yeah, no, tell this everybody. Video is. I started a Patreon account and I'm uploading photos and videos to it this week. And one of the videos has me pouring honey everywhere.
Like on your body.
On my body, on my face. I went blind with honey. I had honey in my eye.
Who threw it on you?
The photographer. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was fun. He had to like hold the camera and he's like doing his videography thing and the honey thing.
You
and then
a,
I'm putting on
you
myself.
You had a photographer take his tick out and start whacking it?
No.
Richardson style or whatever?
No, because I think they know that I would get pissed.
Yeah, you're an angry broad. You have like an angry face.
I am not an angry broad. I'm like the nicest model I know.
If you were nice, you'd be sitting on my lap right now.
I'm not that fucking nice. I didn't say I was friendly.
See?
I said I'm nice, not friendly.
Friendly to you? That's a prerequisite.
Oh my God. I was a stripper. I was a stripper for 2 weeks, and I realized I was not friendly enough to be a stripper.
You don't like sitting on people's laps?
I just don't like people, strangers that much.
Okay, so let's pretend I'm a stranger and we're in the titty bar, okay?
I'm just like, sup.
Okay, so you just got off the floor.
Uh-huh.
What kind of outfits did you wear? Like just a standard
standard
peep?
Like gown thing.
Gown?
Yeah, like
she's
the,
going to the Oscars.
No, like that's what they used to wear. They used to have like the pretty little
gown.
Gowns and then they used to strip out of the gown and be in like a G-string.
I was just wearing my Greta Garbo gown.
I was just wearing Versace
and
on the main stage.
And I would slip out of my gown in the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
I'd walk to work in my gown
and
get
then
to the
I'd,
Bronx.
And then I'd pop that pussy in my
and then
gown.
And I'd just be flipping it over side to side, front to back in my Greta Garbo gown. Fuck out of here. So you're sitting there all stank-faced like you do.
Right.
Like fucking
I was like 21.
Face
we're talking about like over 10 years ago. Shut up.
Oh my God.
It's a really long time
That's
ago.
Two Olympics ago and then some. So you're sitting there and you're just like, I can't be bothered.
I was just like so awkward. The girls
Is
would just
you're not a
the
very
girls
nice
would
person?
Be like begging men for like money
and
I was like no.
I
was
don't
like
need that.
I'm 21 and I don't beg men for shit.
Yeah. But you're in a titty bar hoping
I
to
know,
make money.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I was okay. there for 2 weeks. I made $4,000 being a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, it does work.
Imagine I wasn't a bitch.
All you little girls at home, stop following Kylie Jenner. File a luck suicide. The guide to being a bitch, but people still giving you stuff. In your
I'm
gown.
Writing that book.
It was the gown.
In a gown. It's because they loved my Versace gown.
They loved her Greta Garbo gown. Luck suicide working in the Bronx at Timmy Tim's. Timmy Tim's titty bar in the Bronx in her gown. And she made $4,000 in 2 weeks, the legend says, and she walked into the sunset and never looked back. So you were just didn't like sitting on people's lap. That's why you got all weird when I said, come sit on my lap.
It was just
you
the
know,
asking
this is a good
them
show, okay?
For a
it's
dance.
Bullshit.
It was weird.
So you only had
I didn't
them
like
ask
to ask
for the dance?
I didn't like to ask for attention.
You're,
I was,
you're
I
working in a bar where that's you're, the majority
I
of your
I know,
money's
but I was
attention.
Such a baby and I just didn't like think about
okay.
it. I thought like, oh, men are just going to come up to me
and
like want to give me money.
Money.
I mean, kind of. They kind of. I would just go be like really cute near them. And then I'd wait for them to be like, come over here, girl.
So you would just go
I would just be super cute near them because I was not willing to be like, hey, do you
want
to dance?
That's how I get women. I just come in the vicinity. I just look cute in the vicinity.
I don't like asking for attention. I just like getting it.
I just hump stools in their vicinity. And they're like, wow, that guy's stroke is phenomenal. I don't know what it is about this man. I realize it's not appropriate or socially acceptable for him to be humping this stool, but his stroke, I have to know him.
I have to know.
Jenny, give me my purse. I have to know him. I'll catch you guys later.
I'm going to know him.
Know him. Look at his stroke. And he's in cargo shorts in a nightclub in sandals. This guy is like on a walks the beat of his own drum. So on the lap dance part, were you good at the lap dance part?
I was. I've always been a dancer. I was good at all
okay.
that stuff.
There's two ways to be. I've been around the block a little bit. And I keep mentioning that. there's a lap dance that's actually a lap dance.
Right.
That's like booty on crotch.
Yes.
And a grind, which is right. like championship
I
level.
Went there. I went for it.
You went for it.
Yeah, I was
See,
in. Once I was in, I was all in.
Try to tease it where they give you a taste of that to
right.
elongate, lack of a better term, the dance session.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first song, they give you a teaser
Yes.
And then by song 10.
They're like, here are my boobs, here are my boobs. And they're just like bending over in front of you. And you're like, great.
Yeah,
touch
me. Is so boring. That's why I don't go like this.
No, you want to be touched. You don't want to see it. It's a pointless thing. It is pointless.
It's pointless because if I've slept with someone hotter than you, there's no reason for me to pay for you to sit on my lap. I will pay for the ambiance, though. The ambiance is worth paying for.
It is the ambiance.
I tip the shit out of people.
My girlfriends and I, we love going to strip clubs.
I love
now I'm a customer. I'm no longer trying to be a stripper. I'm a customer now. Now I empty my account at strip clubs because I just love beautiful bitches. I love beautiful bitches just hanging around me and just like giggling and laughing.
The ambiance is what it's about.
They don't even have to give me a lap dance because I don't have a penis. What the fuck is that gonna do? Yeah, I'm nothing. Like, I just want to play with your hair and we can do shots and like laugh. And I'm like, here's money.
Yeah.
You're fabulous.
That's how I am. I do
I love
like
strip clubs.
I don't need people to sit on me or touch me.
It's the ambiance.
It's the ambiance. I want to have a good time. I want to have some laughs. I want to see some beautiful people. And if you're a good performer, I'm going to give you a bunch of money and I'm going to reward you for the fact that you put it out there.
You're near a strip club. You're isn't Riviera's around here, right?
It's around here.
We got into some trouble a few weeks ago, Riviera's. We had a good time.
I feel like it's not
like
a great
good
place.
Trouble.
Is it a good?
Yeah, the girls are beautiful.
I got to go. I've never been.
That's it. We're going.
I've never been. I got to go.
After party at
Riviera's. I got to go to Riviera's. It's near me too. It's like literally five minutes for me.
It is.
Fuck. I got to go.
Beautiful girls. Beautiful.
I had a couple girls on the show from Stars.
Starlets.
They hit huge booties. Huge.
Yeah.
But see, I feel like now everyone's getting their butt done.
There were some fake booties at
Riviera. I'm not hating on that. It still looks great, but touching it's not great. It's not fun to touch.
It doesn't like look the same in person.
It doesn't register the same to me.
No, it's weird.
You know, I want it to be real.
Yeah.
Ready to be squeezed like a mozzarella.
You can tell. You can really tell the fake from the real.
I had one girl done in Dominican, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think she put cement in there.
Mm.
Like tire cement. What's that shit?
That's not entirely unheard of.
That's what I mean. It's a thing. People think I'm being funny. I am
very funny. Some people fuck up. Yeah.
You done did it.
Not cool.
And you're lap dancing me with concrete in your ass? That's not fun for me.
It looks weird.
You got a cinder block
in your
ass.
It moves weird.
It doesn't move really at all.
No. No, I don't like it.
Let's have someone on from there. There's also a place down the street we call Mermaids I've never been in, and it looks really hood.
It sounds so gay.
It's a cabaret.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
I guess it's more like go-go?
And they serve burgers. I don't know. Stop serving the food. I realize that some of it's good food. But I don't know if I want to eat there. I know guys do that now.
Don't strip clubs have like
steak?
Yes, dinners. They're notorious for like great steaks.
I went to a strip club in Detroit. And they had some amazing steak. It was phenomenal.
I need to have steak at a strip club.
But I brought a guy who was a restaurant owner who knew the owner and was like, they get good stuff. They get the stuff I get. And I'm like, all right, I'll go there and eat. And it was like a special on Sunday.
Yeah. I think, where did I eat? I ate at Headquarters.
Headquarters has good food.
Yeah, when Lainey was doing all like
shout
that
out
stuff
Lainey.
At Fleshbot and
all that
stuff.
Yeah, she does a lot of stuff at Headquarters.
I did one of the hosting things there.
Rick's Cabaret has decent food, I think. Sapphires food. Has food.
Sapphires. Oh my God, I went to Sapphires for a bachelorette party.
That's a pretty crazy.
And it was a bunch of girls. We went and we all dressed up as dirty Disney princesses, which was fun. I was like dirty Snow White. But they didn't like that we were
hotter than the dancers, some of the dancers. Taking away attention.
We were dancing at the, and we had girls coming over. We were giving money. It's not like
we
weren't.
We
bought
money.
We bought bottles.
Yeah,
we had a limo take us there.
And they 1,000% markup on the bottles.
Exactly.
A bottle of
we paid our dues. We paid more than our dues to be there. But the music is great. We're having a good time. We're dancing around our table with the girls. And security's like, you guys can't dance because you're taking attention from the. We're like, we're employing your girls right now. What are you talking about? That was so rude.
Male. Like,
I won't go back there because of that.
You shouldn't. In titty bars. Because people hate men, and rightfully so. Men are awful, but they don't. You can't have any fun in a titty bar because they just assume you're trying to do something gross. Because most men are. They assume you're trying to finger bang. You're trying to fuck. You're trying to do weird shit. You're trying to
be disrespectful
and
inappropriate. Yeah.
So a guy like who tries to dance, you're like, dude, this is not for you. You should shut the fuck up or sit down or get out. I mean, it's not fun. Mm-hmm. Women go to a male strip club. They can do whatever they want. They could blow the guy.
Oh, my God. You could grab the guy's dick.
Everything.
You could do whatever the fuck.
Because men have no rights when it comes to their body because we prefer it to be
fondled.
Molested. Assaulted. Sexually assaulted.
They bring girls up on stage and hump the shit out of them and go and do all kinds of stupid acrobatic stripper things.
My uncle used to be a male stripper and he still talks about it.
That's great.
His name was Nato. That was his strip name.
Nato.
And he used to put a whip into... fake blood and whip himself.
Oh my god. Wild.
I think he still wears G-strings. I don't know for fact, wow. But I'm pretty sure if you're hearing this, NATO, I think we all know the secret's out.
That's
you
amazing.
Your fucking G-string you keep wearing.
Your uncle is a stripper.
Yeah. Fucking guy. Plug where you're at. But first of all, Caroline's on Broadway September 6th. That's Wednesday. That's in 2 days, okay? September 6th, Wednesday, 8 p.m. You go online. You book the show. Book your ticket. You can book an additional $10 just to meet Lux. And Lux is actually doing a giveaway where if you prove that you bought your ticket for the meet and greet, she will bring Instax or send you Instastax, yeah, which are dirty Polaroids, correct?
Yes.
So we'll send you that's incentive Instax already to do the meet and greet totally alone. It's totally incentive. Also, the show is going to have a bunch of hilarious comics. It's going to be a fun night. And if you enter the code SELFIE, the ticket price itself gets lowered to $10. So it's a pretty cheap evening.
Hell yeah.
Especially in New York
City.
Totally
worth it.
In the greatest club in New York City, Caroline's on Broadway. Lux, plug where the people can find you, all your stuff.
You could find me on Instagram, Lux, L-U-X, suicide, as one word. You can find me on Twitter, Lux_suicide. And pay attention because I'm going to be posting up the link to my Patreon account this week.
Hell yeah, brothers and sisters. at Josh Ricardo, follow me there. You guys know all that stuff. You can email the show at brokentailed@gmail.com, and I'll read your email on the air. And it's all good fun. We hope to see you all at Caroline on Broadway. Luxie, thanks
hell
for
yeah
coming on.
Thank you.
You know how much I love you. I'm a fan. I got your back.
The love is mutual.
And thank you for doing the show. I know it was very hard for you to do.